Hello, everybody. This is Yerev. I am so happy to be back. I've been here before. I took a break, but I am back. And I want to come at Anchor in a different direction, not trying to please the audience with stuff they want to hear, but giving them the realness. That's what we need back in the world. Real, authentic, real people, you know? And so we are starting with Europe. Let's be real. And before we go into our episodes, I wanted to introduce myself to those who do not know me. I'm very eccentric. We're going to just put that out there. I'm vegan. For those who don't know, I am vegan. I am very sexy, beautiful, smart. And I'm here to talk about things that I don't see on Google. I'm bringing you topics that you're not going to hear about. And those who are ready to get real with themselves, you're going to tune in. And we're not turning anything down. Ideas, business, informative, gossip. We might even talk about your YouTube channel. This shit is getting real out here. We need real motherfuckers that's going to keep it 100 and not sugarcoat shit. So this is the Let's Be Real show, and I'm gonna need you to keep it a buck 50. I need all honesty when you get on this channel. I'm gonna be networking, and I have so many upcoming projects coming up, so I'll always keep you updated. So all my fans and loyal supporters and my family out there, y'all gonna see what's real, and only the real can relate. That's what this show is about. We're going to keep it $1.50, and we ain't going to sugarcoat shit. We're going to have real topics, what's not being talked about. So tune in. Thank you for listening. This is Let's Be Real. Hello, everybody. This is Yerev. I am so happy to be back. I've been here before. I took a break, but I am back. And I want to come at Anchor in a different direction, not trying to please the audience with stuff they want to hear, but giving them the realness. That's what we need back in the world. Real, authentic, real people, you know? And so we are starting with Europe. Let's be real. And before we go into our episodes, I wanted to introduce myself to those who do not know me. So I'm very eccentric. We're going to just put that out there. I'm vegan. For those who don't know, I am vegan. I am very sexy, beautiful, smart. And I'm here to talk about things that I don't see on Google. I'm bringing you topics that you're not going to hear about. And those who are ready to get real with themselves, you're going to tune in. And we're not turning anything down. Ideas, business, informative, gossip. We might even talk about your YouTube channel. This shit is getting real out here. We need real motherfuckers that's going to keep it 100 and not sugarcoat shit. So this is the Let's Be Real show, and I'm going to need you to keep it a buck 50. I need all honesty when you get on this channel. I'm going to be networking. And I have so many upcoming projects coming up, so I'll always keep you updated. So all my fans and loyal supporters and my family out there, y'all gonna see what's real. And only the real can relate. That's what this show is about. We're gonna keep it $1.50, and we ain't gonna sugarcoat shit. We're gonna have real topics, what's not being talked about. So tune in. Thank you for listening. This is Let's Be Real.
We are here back. Conversations with you. Pain or pleasure? What are we seeking when we want to feel pain? And what do we feel when we want to feel pleasure? These feelings trick us into what we feel will be your pleasure. And I am someone who seeks pain before I seek something that is going to cause me pain. When something causes, you react. I react towards pain. I accept that pain is the feeling, the unknown. Pleasure is a feeling of man. Pain will be the last thing you feel when you die. The last feeling of death. A pleasurable death is a painful one. No one wants to feel pain because pain never turns into something it is not. Pain will be pain. Pleasure will become pain. And you will be burned by the delusion of what you seek. You will be tricked by what you felt and scarred by what you seek. And I'm very open with understanding that the universe is now telling people, tell me things. And shut down the desires of seeking momentary pleasure. Moments of joy is painful because it's only a moment. A painful experience can bring you abundance of joy because you felt the change of what it was. Pain will never trick you. It will never lie. It is a feeling that you are learning and making pain when you felt. You don't know, so what you don't cause you pain, and what you do know will cause you. Stop seeking for things that you already know and seek for the feeling that makes you jump. The feeling that makes you. That feeling that makes you think twice. After you put your hand on the stove and see that it's hot, you will never touch the stove again. But if you're touching a snake, seeming friendly, and then you've been tricked, things look good, it will never be good. Nothing in this world. You should always understand this world. Is new world. When of pain, so when death comes, but it comes with. Living. I am encouraging all my angels that are in pain to now deeply feel never cleaner. Don't fall for the lies of what is good and bad. Eat once a month. So what does that mean? That and stop her. Don't be needed to survive. The pain you're feeling now is leading you up to the great ascension. To let go you thought this real will be the biggest painful experience you will ever enjoy. The illusion being broken will feel like death. And when you wake from that painful dream, you will see that pleasure is nothing but a lie. We will never feel goodness and happiness in a world that's temporary. We must suffer until we are ready to accept this feeling and not reject the feeling of life. This is a painful experience. Why are we seeking something that is not what we need to feel? Those things are in our brain. Naturally pleasurable people. Once we feel pain, our bodies will instantly try to heal. We are disguised by all of these mysteries. Feel the pain that you cause on the world by seeking pleasure. Feel the pain that you cause to yourself to seek pleasure. Seeking pleasure, you're looking for pain. And we're not looking to be pain. Wanting and feeling it. We're not looking to be hurt. We're feeling hurt. We're trusting and testing. This life that we've been is simple. Die. Die. But we are still the pain of death. Die. Die. Death is pain. We are wanting for the ultimate pain fear. What is going to face? This long journey of pain soon is over. It's time to die. Every day seek death. Every day seek the process of pain. And we can cope. We can That's what's making us live. Nobody can live in a world where everything goes good. Nobody would able to understand each other. We couldn't understand and relate to each other's pain. When we meet someone, we want to know, do we share the same pain? When we connect, we want to see if they feel your pain. And we don't need to feel pain. We need to accept we are a pain. The name itself is what we are. We're pain while walking around feeling one emotion all the time. There's no other emotion but pain. P-A-I-N. Your heart is in pain, but it still keeps you alive for the sake of you. That shows you that you have to now accept that you are looking for the apple. You're now bringing the apple. No more seeking money, we now give money. No more seeking validation, you are the validation. We have to accept the ugly truth of who we are and share our pain with each other so we can go. The pain needs to be felt. The world is in pain. Let's feel it together. The painful experience of being alive too. Let's feel it. What does it feel to be nothing? Let's feel it. What does the homeless man on the street feel? Let's feel the pain. Let's feel what it feels like. So we can understand what pain is, so we can die. When you are not afraid of pain, you are not afraid of pain. Don't be afraid of that feeling. You will say, how do you feel? I feel great. Have a conversation with me. The universe wants us to understand that we are not here, party. This is not taste or fun. We've been here to suffer. Suffer together. That's not isolate or pain. Let's not suffer alone. Tell me your pain. I'll tell you more. If you understand what it feels like to smoke crack, let me understand what it feels like to be raped so I can grieve with you. I want to know what pain is so I can know the depth.